I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Today is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. At the top of the Open Doors World Watch list for 14 straight years is North Korea. The government controls the nation through intimidation and brainwashing. Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders leads us in prayer.
We pray for those that are persecuted today that are in labor camps. We pray it strengthen them today. We pray to encourage them. We pray that the word that they do know, that your Holy Spirit would bring those scriptures to mind. And that, Father, we pray they'd be a bold witness for you even in those labor camps. And we pray that what the devil has meant for harm, that, Lord, you'd use it for your glory, that many will come to faith in Jesus Christ. We just thank you, Father, and we love you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
And you may have heard that recently InterVarsity Christian Fellowship reiterated its policy, affirming its stance on human sexuality. After years of intensive study in the Bible's teachings, the ministry asked staffers who disagree with its stance to resign, not out of hate, but out of the desire to serve students in unison, not division. Now many people are asking, why not agree to disagree? Greg Howe of InterVarsity says,
InterVarsity's official representatives, or the pastors of a church and their elders, it makes sense for them to have a consistent, clear message that they agree and believe in. Otherwise, what you have is, if you're at a church, one pastor teaching one thing and another pastor on the side saying, well, we don't actually think that's true. And I think that actually confuses the conversation far more than it clarifies it.
To learn more and find out how to be praying, you can visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org, current events, plus the gospel connections, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.